This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello, and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, a senior attending here, and today we are diving into a topic that is becoming increasingly critical in our daily practice, specifically regarding the economics of one of our most common presentations.
And I'm Dr. Alera. Today we're looking at a fascinating new study from the British Journal of Neurosurgery, published in 2026, titled Chronic Subdural Hematoma, a UK Cost Description Analysis. It's an incredibly timely piece of research, considering that chronic subdural hematoma, or CSDH, is not only one of the most prevalent neurosurgical conditions we manage, but one with a rapidly increasing incidence.
Exactly. As we see the population age, CSDH is becoming the bread and butter of many units, but the patients are often older, frailer, and have complex perioperative needs. This study really seeks to quantify the financial footprint of those complexities. Why was this the right time for this specific study, Alera?
Well, the authors argue that understanding current and future health service costs is essential to inform the implementation of emerging clinical practice guidelines. They conducted a retrospective review of all patients over the age of 16 who required surgical intervention for CSDH at a major UK neurosurgical unit between 2020 and 2023.
And for our residents listening, this wasn't just a simple tally. They looked at demographics, comorbidities, medications, specifically anticoagulants and antiplatelets, and very importantly, the length of stay and discharge destinations. But let's get into the meat of the analysis, the costing.
Right. To determine the financial impact, the researchers used Healthcare Resource Group, or HRG codes. For the clinicians listening, these are the standard codes used by the NHS to categorize treatments for reimbursement. Specifically, they looked at codes AA22A through AA22D, which cover burr hole or craniotomy procedures for intracranial injury, stratified by the level of complexities and comorbidities.
And the numbers are quite striking. What did the total cost look like for the study period?
Over that three-year period at a single unit, the total cost for CSDH surgical episodes was over £1.8 million, £1,800,526 to be exact. When they broke that down, the average cost per surgical episode came out to £10,654.
£10,654 per patient. That's a significant figure when you consider the volume of these cases. And it's important to note the complexity level here. The study found that 55.6% of these cases were categorized under the two highest complexity codes, AA22A and AA22B. This reflects that these aren't just simple procedures. They are often performed on patients with major complications or multiple comorbidities.
There was also a very strong correlation between the length of stay and the total cost. In fact, the study reported a Pearson correlation coefficient, an R-squared value of 0.999. This confirms that the primary driver of cost in these cases is how long the patient occupies a hospital bed.
That's a crucial point for our trainees. Efficiency in the perioperative phase and streamlining discharge isn't just about bed flow. It's the single most effective way to manage the economic burden of this disease. But Alera, let's look at the bigger picture. How does this single unit data translate to a national level?
This is where the paper gets really interesting for policymakers. Based on an estimated 6,438 CSDH procedures performed annually in the UK, the researchers calculated that the current national cost for the surgical management of CSDH is approximately £68.6 million per year.
And it doesn't stop there. We know the incidence of CSDH is expected to double by the year 2050.
Precisely. If we project these costs forward, the author suggests that by 2050, the annual cost to the UK health service could reach a staggering £137.2 million.
It's a sobering thought. As surgeons, we often focus on the technique, the burr hole placement or the irrigation, but this paper forces us to look at the perioperative needs mentioned in the abstract. If we are going to implement guidelines that provide substantial benefit, they need to address the factors that prolong hospital stays.
The study concludes that the economic burden is high and set to rise significantly. They emphasize that identifying interventions that can reduce the length of stay or minimize perioperative complications is the key to sustainable management of CSDH in the future.
It's a call to action for more than just surgery. It's about the whole pathway, from the moment they are admitted to the moment they reach their discharge destination.
Definitely. It's a fascinating read that bridges the gap between the operating theater and the hospital's balance sheet.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Dr. Alera, for breaking down this cost description analysis for us.
My pleasure.
To our listeners, stay tuned for our next episode where we continue to explore the cutting edge of neurosurgical research. Until then, keep learning and keep operating.